Hello, I am Michael Adedoyin. Thank you for joining me. Today I'll be speaking on overcoming depression. It's very common all around the world. It's a global epidemic. If you are going through it right now and you know it, you're not the only one. But our discussion today is not to feel good that you are not the only one. In no standard, in no way, is that state good for you or anyone around you? It limits your productivity. It makes you see life differently from how it really is. And everything feels like you're correct when it is not true. So it is living a different life from reality when you live in depression. And your design is not meant to live in depression. It affects your whole system. It affects the brain. It affects other organs of your body. And so, health-wise, it is not good for you. So I am not going to encourage you to even feel good that you are not the only one. You can actually come out of depression, no matter how long it has taken. I just want you to give me this privilege to help you come out of it. So how do we go about it? First, you need to recognize that it comes with our thoughts. You need to begin to identify the thoughts going on in your mind. It is not everything that comes to your mind that is true. The fact that you are thinking it and the fact that you are feeling it doesn't make it true. That is why you may have seen people whose feelings fluctuate, because feelings are not reality. They are not facts. And so you must not allow your life to be controlled by something that is not reliable. You can make your decisions yourself. And like I said, I want you to start with your mind. What goes on in your mind, you have the control over it. You should not allow thoughts that are negative to stay in your mind. You need to begin to identify those thoughts that comes to your mind that tells you that there is no hope, that tells you that the situation you are in is beyond repair, that tells you that nobody loves you, that tells you nobody cares about you. Those things are not true. If nobody cares about you, you will not be alive today. It is love that sustains us, whether you know why or not. Love cares for us. You did not, the air you're breathing now, you did not create it. You were not the manufacturer of the things, everything that you are using right now. It is love that made those things available, whether you know the source or not. So I want you to not allow thoughts that are negative to control you. You may not know everything. You may not know why you're going through the things you're going through, but that is not the reason why you should suffer. That is not the reason why your health should be affected. That is not the reason why your relationships should be affected. Because when you are depressed, your productivity goes down. Your health goes down. Your relationship with other people goes down. So, it is not in your best interest to stay down. That is not where you belong. I want you to rise up. I want you to get up. I want you to choose to be happy. Choose. And, you know, you can be deliberate about the thoughts you pick. Don't just allow thoughts to come to your mind and control your life. You can determine what to think about. Right now, let me give you an exercise. Just picture yourself smiling. It may be difficult, but that tells you that this issue we are discussing is a matter of will, not feelings. The reason why it feels difficult is that you are struggling whether to do it or not, because something makes it feel like I should feel this way. Let me not change it. That's what is going on. But you can decide right now. to see that picture. See yourself smiling. See yourself talking to someone else, and the two of you are smiling together. Are you doing that? See yourself jumping up. See yourself moving around. See yourself doing the things you love to do. Just imagine it and keep that picture in your mind. Are you doing that? See yourself in places you love to be. See yourself being with the people who make you smile, who make you happy. Just keep imagining it. See yourself in an environment that you love to be. And talking with people who are all happy around you. Yes, you created those thoughts intentionally. It tells you you have the ability to change. And were you still feeling sad when you were seeing yourself smiling, happy, jumping around, being with the people you love? Your thoughts control your emotion. And so you should be deliberate to reverse the things that the negative thoughts have impacted, as you know, the impact they have made on you so far, by choosing to be deliberate about your thoughts. And then when things happen around you and you find yourself wanting to react negatively, you can stay and analyze the thoughts that brought about that feeling and check if it is true or not. For example, you're walking around and you see people shouting and clapping and jumping, and that thought comes, what are they happy about? You are not in their life. You should know that if you are not them, it is not for you to determine why they should be happy. Everybody has the right to be happy. So when those kind of thoughts come to your mind, you need to identify them and speak to yourself that no, others have right to be happy. I too have the right to be happy. And I should not choose sadness over happiness. And even if I am not happy, others have the right to enjoy their lives. You know, some thoughts come to our minds like that. You know, sometimes you may be going somewhere and you hear a sound. If your mind has not been trained to be positive, you may, because of all the news going on around, the first thing that may come to your mind is there's a bomb explosion. And then for some people, they expect disaster. So once they hear a sound like that, their mind quickly jumps to the fact that, they are going to be killed. No, a sound is a sound. You have the right to leave that environment to protect yourself, you know, but you don't have to be too panic about it. You can just move away from a dangerous environment without panicking. All right. So it's your choice. You don't have to feel negative to act positively. That you see something frightful, so to say, something that is strange, actually. It is actually strange, but many times we just see things and then turn them to be negative. That something is strange doesn't make it harmful. That you see a centipede and the way it's flapping what looks like the tail, or it doesn't mean it is harmful. That you see a snail or a worm that is so strange doesn't make it harmful. Sometimes we see something strange and we interpret it as harmful, and so we respond with fear and we want to run away. You know, some of those things can actually make life very terrible because you are living below your capacity. When you see something strange, you don't know whether it is harmful or not. You can step away, learn more about that thing, and know the best way to react. But even if it is harmful, it doesn't mean it will harm you. It doesn't mean it is dare to harm you. So you can actually live without being afraid. All right. So I just talked about fear too anyway, but we were talking about depression. It's still all about our thoughts. And so life, when you interpret any situation as a loss, you feel grieved. And grief can proceed to depression if you do not come out of it on time. And so at the level of grief, you need to start understanding what is going on in your mind and start speaking to yourself and not allow your experience to determine your life, how your life will run. No. You lost someone doesn't mean you've lost everything. You know, you should not filter off the good things in your life because something bad happened. We understand that it is very painful, but don't let it halt your life. You can come out of it and be strong. You can come out of it and feel good. You can come out of it and experience great relationships. Probably you lost a good friend. Probably somebody walked out of your life with no regard or respect for you. Whatever the case is, that is the person's own decision. Make your own decision. Don't let his own decision affect your life. Make your own decision to be happy regardless. Then you are back in charge of your life. All right. So I want you to keep that happy picture in mind. See yourself doing better things than you used to. And the ideas to accomplish those things will start coming to your mind. The strength you lost feeling bad will start coming back when you keep the right picture in your mind. And then take time to speak positive things to yourself. When you create that positive picture in your mind, stand up and say things. Tell yourself, this is what you are positive. You see great things. Your life will be better. You will do mighty things. Speak positive things into your life. Tell yourself you're not going to stay down and that you are actually up and moving. Say it with confidence because you determine what happens, not the situation around you. Let's stop here for today. I would like to get your feedback. Send me a message. Let me know how this has helped you and what you want to do next. Let me know how you felt when you created the picture of yourself smiling, talking with somebody, doing the things you love to do, being with the people you really enjoy being with. Thank you. I'm expecting.